CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China will continue to be open to foreign media during a meeting with Rupert Murdoch, Executive Chairman of News Corporation. Xi Jinping says he looks forward to more cooperation and understanding between China and the United States and welcomes foreign media and correspondents to cover China-related stories. Xi Jinping has told Murdoch that the purpose of his upcoming visit to the United States is to boost practical cooperation and cement friendship between the two countries. Murdoch says for his part, media in the United States and the world at large are paying great attention to Xi Jinping's upcoming visit. He says the branches of News Corporation will fully cover the U.S. visit, and his corporation will work to foster mutual understanding and boost cooperation between the two nations. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with French Finance Minister Michel Sapin in Beijing. Premier Li says China is ready to work with France to enhance macroeconomic policy coordination and deepen cooperation in civilian nuclear energy, finance, and third-party markets. The two sides also reached 40 agreements during the third China-France high-level economic and financial dialogue on Friday. According to the consensus, a mutual investment fund will be established by November this year for partnership in third-party markets. Li promises that China's policy of making use of foreign investment will not change. Sapin says France attaches great importance to the third-party market proposal and is ready to work with China to implement the initiative. 7 people have been killed and 17 others injured in rain-triggered landslides in southwest China's Yunnan province. Changning County was hit by torrential rain for nearly 12 hours on Wednesday, causing landslides in 2 of its townships. Initial reports put the number of missing at 5, while the most recent confirmed death toll stands at 7. Residents have been evacuated, and disaster relief work continues. 41 people have been hospitalized after a synthetic ammonia leak at a chemical plant on Friday morning in central China's Henan province. About 300 kilograms of synthesized ammonia leaked from a cracked pipe around 6:30 a.m. at Henan Zhonghong Coal Chemistry Company. A total of 154 residents living nearby have been hospitalized. 41 remain under observation, including 5 in serious condition. The government says ammonia detected in the air near the site is within the national safety standard. Plant operations have been suspended. The upper house of Japan's parliament has passed controversial legislation to loosen constraints on the role of the country's military. The enactment of the legislation, pushed by the government under Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, marks an overhaul in Japan's purely defensive defense posture mandated immediately after World War II. The change means the country can dispatch its troops overseas to engage in armed conflicts for the first time in 70 years. However, the bills have sparked opposition and widespread protests around the country. The security bills were earlier passed by the parliament's lower house in July. Pakistan's military has announced that the gunman who killed 29 people in the northwestern city of Peshawar came from Afghanistan. The attack on a Pakistani military base triggered an hours-long firefight. Pakistani forces say they killed 13 of the attackers, but it is unclear how many were involved in the assault. On the Pakistani side, 16 worshippers inside a mosque and 13 Air Force and Army employees at the base have been killed. Pakistan's military had stepped up operations against militants following a Taliban attack last December at a Peshawar school that killed 150 people, mainly children. At least 1,000 migrants crossed by train and bus northward into Hungary from Croatia on Friday. They were under the watch of Hungarian security forces sworn to keep them out. Even as Hungary's army rushed to erect a fence along parts of its frontier with Croatia, a fellow member of the European Union, Hungarian soldiers and police did not prevent the migrants from crossing the border. Their transfer came just hours after Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said that his government could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.